Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Rhode Island is under a winter weather advisory until 5 o'clock today. Charles Foley of the National Weather Service says southern New Englanders should prepare for the first good snowfall of the season.
I think we're looking at the first plowable snow event this year. We expect snow to begin around 9 to 10 o'clock this morning, ending around 5 this afternoon.
Foley's expecting 2 to 4 inches of the white stuff to accumulate, and the National Weather Service says the cold weather is likely to persist, so Rhode Islanders should get used to the sight of snow. May also make for a difficult commute this afternoon. As world leaders pay tribute to former South African President Nelson Mandela, a memorial is also scheduled in Rhode Island. The group People's Assembly has organized the event. It's scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. outside Central High School in Providence. Organizers say they wanted to take some time to celebrate Mandela and his fight for freedom in South Africa and for human rights around the globe. Rhode Island's public employee unions continue to meet privately with attorneys for the state as they work to settle a lawsuit over pension reform. The unions claim changes made 2 years ago to their pensions were unconstitutional, but the state said at the time the changes were needed to avoid a fiscal crisis. Rhode Island Public Radio's Flo Jonick has an update on those negotiations.
The opposing lawyers met for 5 minutes behind closed doors with Judge Sarah Taft Carter. The purpose was to update her on mediation talks aimed at resolving the pension overhaul lawsuit. The attorneys, who are under a gag order, left without answering reporter questions. State Senator Dawson Hodgson was present in court and left frustrated over the secrecy shrouding the talks.
You couldn't have a bigger contrast between the open and public process that pension reform was created in versus the mediation process, which is really another way of describing closed-door negotiations between the interested parties, excluding the very people that have the ability to make changes. That's the legislature.
State public employee unions are trying to overturn pension changes that shaved billions of dollars in liability off Rhode Island's long-term pension obligations. The unions claim the state breached an implied contract when it raised the retirement age, suspended annual cost of living increases, and changed the pension plan to a hybrid that includes a 401k. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.
A prominent Republican fundraiser has joined Ken Block's GOP campaign for governor. Tony Bucci served as finance director for former Governor Don Ciccieri. Block's campaign says Bucci is coming aboard as senior advisor and finance chair. Bucci resigned from Cranston Mayor Alan Fung's gubernatorial campaign and says he's making the switch because he thinks Block is the best candidate. Fung's campaign responded with a news release citing his support from 24 Republican city and town chairs across Rhode Island. And the Rhode Island State Police K-9 unit was featured on the Today Show this morning on NBC. State police say the appearance was inspired by a documentary about Sergeant Matthew Zarella, who's been rescuing dogs from local shelters and training them for search and rescue missions. The filmmaker is a University of Rhode Island associate professor.